getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. I've been rummaging around in the boxes of records and whatnot ever since a couple of weeks ago when my grandson started digging out records out of boxes and stuff that I hadn't taken any records out of in a long time. And we played mostly records that were chosen by a 3.5-year-old. And he kind of got me off the beaten path a little. It's like, dude, you're onto something here. There's a lot of records that kind of got put by the wayside over the years. So I'm pulling them out. We're playing them. There's a lot of interesting stuff coming up in today's show. And we'll be extra taxing the intelligence of the disc jockey because I have selected both 45s and LPs this week. And if you remember last week, I played a song by the Six Fat Dutchman. I believe it was the Champagne Polka. And when I played it, I said, hey, that song was used in a spoof radio commercial for a non-existent accordion school. And I told you, I was trying to find the commercial before the end of the show last week so I could play it for you. Because it's not a real commercial. And I couldn't find it before the show was over, but I promised you I would find it. I had to dig through stuff in 3 different studios, but I found it. So we're going to sneak that into the show here coming up in a little bit, too. Other than that, man, it's a bunch of records that you just don't hear very often. We're going to start out with Buddy Presner and his orchestra. Here's the Jubilee Polka. All right, there we go. Good way to start a show there with Buddy Presner and the orchestra with the Jubilee Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show and another stack of records we got to get through here within the hour. A mixture, LPs, 45s, all sorts of different ethnicities, different styles, and different levels of fancy recording techniques. So a little bit of everything for you. That's what I try to do every week, actually, is mix it up pretty good with a little bit of everything. When's the last time you heard a record from Syl Rutkowski's orchestra? That's been a while. Here's one called He Likes the Girlies. There you go. The Sal Rutkowski Orchestra there. He Likes the Girlies. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Is that considered to be not a politically correct record nowadays? Is that I don't know if it's if that's proper anymore. Don't really care. All right, let's we'll slow it down a little bit. Not a waltz, though, because this is still 4-4 time. I know because I checked, but man, you just never hear Jack Patton and Friends on the radio anymore, or probably hardly ever. I don't know. This record's even autographed. It's a 45 and it's autographed even. You're familiar with the Red River Valley, you know, from the valley they say you are leaving. I sing so good. And if you just, you can change the name to whatever. And this is the Mohawk River Valley. So a little slower tempo than a typical polka, but still 4-4 time and a great old time sound. There's Jack Patton and Friends.
From this valley they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and your smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened this valley a while. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Mohawk River Valley, and the one who has loved you so too. Won't you think of the valley you're leaving? Oh, how lonely, how sad it will be. Will you think of the fond heart you're breaking? All the grief you are causing me to see. Please come back to the Mohawk River Valley. May you never forget those sweethearts that we spent in the Mohawk River Valley, in the love that we shared with the flowers. Mohawk River Valley, may you never forget those sweethearts that we spent in the Mohawk River Valley, in the love that we shared with the flowers, and the love that we shared with the flowers.
I saw you dancing to that one. Jack Patton and friends there, the Mohawk River Valley, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, Gold Tone Records. It says Los Angeles, California. It doesn't say where the band might happen to be from, though. But, yeah, autographed and everything. I'm sure it's a rare, collectible, valuable record. Or not. But it's a good record for playing, though, and that's the best thing you should be doing with them, which is why we always play nothing but records here on Tim Zumpa Hours. There you go. Now, I don't know if you're a hardcore polka fan and you follow a lot of polka people on Facebook, it's very likely that you follow Patty Shimoleski of the Shimoleski Funtime Band. And the band has been around for like 100 years of family members being the band. More than 100 years, actually. And Florian has been in the band for like, what, 80 years now? Long time. And he recorded under his own name as the Shimoleski Brothers and the Shimoleski Funtime Band and a whole bunch of different names on the records over the years. And this record happens to just list Florian Shimoleski, but it's still the whole family band. And it's the album is called The Swinging Senator. Florian Shimoleski was a Minnesota state senator. And so it's got a picture of him with his accordion in front of the state capitol. And over the last couple of weeks, I suppose, you know, there's people in, what do they call it, sheltering in place. Everybody says, we're quarantining. No, that is inaccurate. Almost nobody is quarantining unless you have been exposed to the COVID-19 virus or you have it, you've been diagnosed with it or whatever. All of you who are sheltering in place, if you are allowed to leave your house and go somewhere with a mask on, you are not quarantined, okay? Anyway, so Patty Shimoleski was posting a lot of album covers on the Facebook page over the last couple of weeks, including this one of Florian from the Swinging Senator is the name of the album. And I had, I put on the Facebook wall or whatever they call it, that I had all these albums that she was putting up and that we play them on the show every now and then. So I made it the point to pull out the Swinging Senator album today, and I was so tempted. I didn't, but I may change my mind before this week's show is over. I'm going to play the Julita Polka by Florian Shimoleski and the whole family band, really. And but I was tempted to play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, which they have on the album listed as a foxtrot, which, hey, technically still fits the old-time musical vein. Patty sings it. She was 9 when she did this album. And I don't see a date on this album, but it does say that it was also available on 8-track tape. And I don't want to make Patty sound old, but she's not 9 anymore, okay? I may still, before the show is over, off the same album, play Patty Shimoleski with the band singing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from when she was 9 years old, just because I can. But in the meantime, here's Florian Shimoleski and the rest of the band. Here's the Julita Polka.
Well, I have a girlfriend, she is a honey. She only loves me when I have money. I drink my soda, she drinks ginger cola. I dance the polka, she dances the hula. I take her walking, she does the talking. Moon is a shining, my heart is pining. She says, oh, Johnny, do not tease me. Oh, no, no, Johnny, you cannot please me. July, da, July, da, you are my honey. July, da, July, da, I have lots of money. July, da, July, da, you are my sweetheart. July, da, July, da, say we'll never part. She only loves me when I have money. When I am busted, she is disgusted. She goes with Tony, and I'm so lonely. Oh, Johnny, Johnny, if you have money, then you will be my sweet little honey. I'll drink my soda, you drink your rocket line. We'll be so happy, John, you and I. July, da, July, da, please be my honey. July, da, July, da, I'll give you my money. July, da, July, da, you are my baby. July, da, July, da, we'll get married maybe.
They have it. Florian Szymielewski, really, it's a whole family band. And the July da Polka, it's always been one of my faves. And I'm going to do it here in a couple of minutes. We're going to, off the same album, we're going to play the Szymielewskis with Patty when she was 9 years old, singing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. In fact, it's like the lead-off song on side two of the album. So stand by, that's coming up in a second. Now, let's do the real commercial before the fake commercial. And take a moment to talk about A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit because they're like really cool. I don't know that you can do it right now, what with all this social distancing and all that safety kind of stuff. Call them or email them and ask them what the scoop is right now. But that's where they are. They have 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display there, along with all sorts of other memorabilia and related stuff. Memorabilia? Is that a good word? Bric-a-brac? No, it's way cooler than bric-a-brac. They've got the concert hall. They've got a lot of activities. And again, I don't know what kind of things are going to be going on this spring and summer with the current pandemic situation. But you can call them. You can email them. You go to their website and surf around. They've got some pictures of some of the displays in the museum. You can shop the gift shop and all sorts of stuff there. So check them out. Really cool. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them online. worldofaccordions.org. All right. Now, last week I had played, I believe it was the Champagne Polka by the Six Fat Dutchman, and I immediately recognized it because I have a album of comedy songs that I bought back in the 70s. And on the album, it has a few fake commercials mixed in with the songs that are for things that do not exist. So this fake commercial that's on this album, I've heard hundreds and hundreds of times over the years playing this album. And so when I heard the Six Fat Dutchman do the Champagne Polka, I was like, wait a minute, that's the music for the Wally Podrowski School for the Accordion, which is a completely fake commercial from this record that I told you I would play last week if I could find it before the end of the show, and I couldn't. That's because these shows are, you know, I pick out a bunch of records, but it's spontaneous. And I change my mind 16 times what I'm going to play as I work my way through the show. And I'm digging through the stacks of records. So you never know what's going to happen. Anyway, if you'd like to hear a fake commercial for an accordion school with the Six Fat Dutchman in the background, this is it, okay?
Yeah, she's too fat for me. No, Molly, you have flat arms. Now, how many times have you been watching the poker parade on your television and said to yourself, oh, if only I could have played the accordion like that, oh, the girls I could get. And who does get the money, the praise, the fame, and the gals at all of those big church dances? You betcha the accordion player. So if you've been thinking that you would like to play both ends against the middle, well, why not look into the Wally Petrosky School for the Accordion? In just 56 short easy lessons, we teach you how to play the tunes that are guaranteed to drive the gals wild. The polkas, the jigs, the old western songs, the waltzes, the music that's always in demand. So if you want to learn to play the accordion for the pure joy of going in and out, or simply so that you can wear the sexy lederhosen that drive the little babushkas into a frenzy, I think it's about time you enrolled in the Wally Petrosky School for the Accordion. And make sure you don't get squeezed out of all the action and you sign up today. Okay, let's go, boys. A one and a two.
Anyway, not a real commercial. Do not head for your yellow pages and try to find the Wally Petrosky School for the Accordion, because it's not a real thing, but that is the Six Fat Dutchmen playing in the background of that spoof radio commercial from about 40 years ago. So there you go. Now, I told you I was going to do this. Let's just do it while I have the album out, shall I? We heard from the Shimoleski Band earlier, a little bit ago, doing the July to Polka. Let's turn her loose. Patty Shimoleski singing with the family band. She's 9 years old when they did this big hit for B.J. Thomas from the movie the Sundance Kid, right? Right, yeah, that's what it was. Here is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and that's like the guy who see I too big for his bed. Nothing seemed to fit. So I just didn't miss a dark and do the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the John Paul's raindrops keep falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they sent to me won't defeat me. It won't. Rain. misery in me.
Right, so if you get a chance to see the Shemaleskis playing somewhere, which is pretty likely because they play all over the place all the time. Patty's grown up now. And she's, she's like a feature in the band, man. So check them out online. And one thing I learned since I started playing polka records on the radio, 40, a long time ago, is I actually learned how to spell Shemaleski. So I consider that to be a personal triumph anyway. Let's do one from Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. This is a brand new 45. And by brand new, I mean it's been in the box, sealed up in its little original envelope, having never been played before. Now, that's not to say that I don't have a scratchy old crummy copy on the shelf over there, but I don't recall playing this song from another copy of the record. That is, this is a virgin vinyl, they say. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. This is the Gray Horse Polka. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there, Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I just think it's fun to say Sheboygan. That was the Gray Horse Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening. And it would be really groovy if you were to contact wherever you're listening to this, whether it's a radio station or a webcast or a web feed or a down feed or a load feed or a smart speaker, whatever the heck it is. Send them a postcard or an email or a message and say, hey, thanks for broadcasting the Oompa Hour for us every week, all right? When's the last time you heard one from Don Hingston's Polkavanians? I'm sure it's been a very long time. Polkavanians. Now, there's a made-up word if I ever heard one. And right away, I think of Pennsylvanians, but the record was made in Michigan, so I don't know. But anyway, here they are with the Toyland Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
We'll be right back.
Don Hengston's Polkavanians as the Toyland Polka. And I realized that song was completely not funny, and I came in laughing. I pull out the records out of the shelves that I think I might want to use on the show. And I pulled a record by a group called the Dirty Polka Band. And the song on the record is the Dirty Polka. And I thought, well, it must not be that bad. And so I was trying to listen to it while you were listening to Don Hengston's Polkavanians there. And I'm not 100% sure what I heard, because I'm not sure that I believe it. I'm like, they didn't really sing what I thought I heard them sing in that record, did they? So at this stage of the game, there is zero chance that I am going to play for you the Dirty Polka by the Dirty Polka Band, because this show has standards, low as they may be. But fortunately, there's an instrumental version on the other side, and we may play that coming up in a second. But first, I tell you now, everything we play comes off of a record, and sometimes I don't care if the record looks like it's been around the jukebox for a while, you know what I mean? Like it's been used and abused and played a lot. Because if you find a record that's just all worn to smithereens, that means it must be a good record, because whoever owned it wore it out. And I have a tune here called the Saxo Polka by the Twins with the Merrymakers. And this is one of those records. It's got a few miles on it, but just think that it's adding to the authenticity. You're listening to it with all the original patina that this record has earned over many, many years of entertaining countless people. And I am so full of crap. Anyway, here is the Twins with the Merrymakers. This is the Saxo Polka. There you go, the Saxo Polka with the Twins and the Merrymakers here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, glad you're with us here. I got to look at the clock once in a while. Last week, I went a minute and a half long. Why didn't you people yell at me, "Don't play another record, you're out of time"? Did you tell me that? No, I just kept on going. Jeez. All right, so I listened to the instrumental side of the Dirty Polka by the Dirty Polka Band, and I've decided that instrumentally, it stinks. So I'm not going to play the instrumental side, because it's clearly just basically a bass line with a few little licks here and there and some drumming, where you are supposed to be singing the dirty words yourself. Maybe, because I'm weird, for next week, I'll take the record and I'll beep out all the naughty words. Don't you find that hysterical? If you have a song with a bunch of dirty words in it and you put in beep, 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 it's funny because then you can make up, you know, clean, dirty words in your mind. Because I know that's what you would do. Here are the musical stars with Marion Lush joining them on the vocals. Here's the Happy Bachelor Polka.
Nie boję się bitwy. Jak się łączy biją, to ja więcej dziewki. Jak się łączy biją, to ja więcej dziewki. Oj, ja se łapiec młody, mam dużo urody. Mam dużo urody. Lewa przelicznego i dziewczyny młode. Lewa przelicznego i dziewczyny młode. Pomyślałem sobie, ten co się łazieli, to ma dziury w głowie. Ten co się łazieli, to ma dziury w głowie. Oj, nie będę się żenił, nie będę się śpieszył. Nie będę się śpieszył. Będę się zalecał, będę panny cieszył. Będę się zalecał, będę panny cieszył. Ładnymi słowkami, będę panny cieszył całymi nocami. Będę panny cieszył całymi nocami. Oj, słowiczek, słowiczek, pięknie wyśpiewuj, pięknie wyśpiewuj. Doktor Rysa jadę, każda obiecuje. Doktor Rysa jadę, każda obiecuje.
There you go, Marion Lush along with the musical stars. Well, I guess it's the musical stars that have Marion Lush singing with them, if I read the label correctly. Anyway, that's the Happy Bachelor Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Good day, good week up here in northern Minnesota. I'm going to shave today, and I know that that is not normally what you would consider to be exciting news, but almost 3 weeks ago, I when I'm not doing this, I have a real radio job at a real radio station where I'm really like a guy. And not that this isn't real, but I mean, it's my regular gig. Not that this isn't regular, but anyway, I digress. And I had a pile of vacation time saved up. And the boss is like, all right, you've got to use up all this vacation time because you're coming around again and you're going to have more vacation time saved up than you have working time. So I had to take off like 2.5 weeks against my will, I would like to say. So I decided to protest by not shaving until I was back on the air. So for like, 17, 18 days, I didn't shave. Okay, the last time I had a beard was 1975. So I just let it grow, and I'm a pretty hairy son of a gun right now. And my grandson, it's like, Grandpa, shave it off! And my wife is like, I'm not kissing you until you shave. And I'm back on the air into this last week now. And so I've got to shave. If I think of it, and 50-50 chance, maybe I'll put a picture of me up on the Facebook with my lack of shaving, which to most of you will mean nothing because you normally don't see me without a beard anyway. But I think there's some other pictures on the Facebook that are older than that. But anyway, let's do one from a record I just got. It's an old record, but I just got it. Every now and then somebody says, here, have this box of records. And actually a guy gave me what was basically an organ bench full of records. It was a bench like you'd sit on playing an organ, except it flipped open and it actually had a record cabinet built inside, which I had never seen before. And he was like, here, take this. They were moving and they didn't play the records anymore and they didn't want to lift them and it was just a thing in the way. And he said, take these records, please. So I did, and he gave me the organ bench, too, which I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I can put it in front of the piano, I suppose, but it's an organ bench. It doesn't seem right. But this record was in there by Duke Marsick's Quintet. It says, presenting instrumental polkas and waltzes at the Oktoberfest of Northeastern Ohio. I've never heard from these cats. I don't believe I've seen any records from them before. So it's kind of welcoming them to the show. This record is from 1973, so we're a little behind the times. But anyway, here they are. It's a fun record, man. They got a lot of snappy tunes, and that's the way I like them. So here we go. This is, Duke Marsick's Quintet from Northeastern Ohio. And I thought, well, fine, we'll just do the Oktoberfest polka then. So here you go. Telling you, that is a fun record, man. Duke Marsick's Quintet there and the Oktoberfest Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. First time that band's ever been on the show, because that's the first time I ever saw that record. Came in a pile of records I got from a guy. Get a lot of records from some guy. Some guy says, hey, you want these records? I never let anybody throw out a record. Even if they have a box of crappy old records, I still take them and I sort them out, because you can oft-times find gems. That sounded so profound. One may oft-time find gems. I'm going to write that down. That sounded deep and meaningful. Lil Wally teams up with Casey Sawirski for this one. And this is, we've talked about this, that if you're doing an instrumental song, you can give it any title you want and it doesn't matter. This was especially true back in the surf rock and roll days of the late 50s and early 60s. Some of those songs had the coolest names and they were just instrumentals. And this is an instrumental. But the title is You Get Married, Not Me. Here's Lil Wally and Casey. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. See, little Wally, Casey Swirsky teaming up there. You Get Married, Not Me. And it's just, it's an instrumental. You could write your own lyrics to that. You know what I mean? All right, this week, let's try not going overtime on the show today. I'm watching the old clock on the wall. And I got a record here that is so full of styrofoam and static electricity. I'm going to let you listen to this while I try to clean it up a little more. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, now I told you. I got another record here that obviously has never been on the show. Now, sometimes when you get a box of records from somebody, or if somebody says, hey, I'll mail you a box of records, and they pack them up to mail them, they will oftentimes put them in a box with a bunch of those styrofoam peanuts. I hate those things. Because those styrofoam peanuts, if you put them in a box with a bunch of records and it's not all packed tight, they all bounce around in there, and them little styrofoam peanuts get all busted to little styrofoam dust. You know what happens if you have styrofoam dust in a box of vinyl records? Static electricity charges up, like enough that you could, like, you know, charge up your Prius with it. You know what I mean? And this record I just pulled out of the sleeve, and it was covered with styrofoam peanut dust and a ton of static electricity. And I was like, well, clearly I've never played this record. So being the genius that I am, I took the record and I wiped it off on the T-shirt that I'm wearing in an effort to get all the styrofoam balls off of it, which put a ton of static electricity into me. And I can feel it in this beard that I have to shave off later today. And I feel all statically, electrically electrified now. And it seems like it was a lot of work. So now I feel like I have to play the record because I went to all this trouble. And I still think it's got a few little styrofoam ball things on it. But we'll work with it. Here's the Freddie K Band. Never played this one on the show before. It's the Good Times Polka.
Gdyby jest pieniędzy wiele, każdy zawsze jest wesoły i bawi się śmiele. To gdy może robić whisky albo piwo śmielu, jako polic manekeczną proszę siedzieć w dzielu. Się zdobiło tym, że chodzi Mary. Bez syna mnie łoczka mroga, never mind no sery. Chociaż bez imię lajkuje i ze mną poluje, I don't care, ją lubię Mary, drinksy je kretuje.
All right, there you have it. There, the Freddie K Band. Never made it onto the show before because their record was full of little styrofoam balls. That's the Good Times Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Let's do one everybody knows, shall we? We've had a lot of obscure records in the show this week. Let's do one you all know. Here's the Polka Ambassadors. Why? Just because. There's the Polka Ambassadors, Just Because. Yeah, we all know that one, and I'm telling you what, I'm just going to keep jamming songs in here and fill this show up like I did last week. I'm not going over, maybe. See, this is called walking the ramp of the record. I'm talking up the ramp, the little musical part at the beginning. It saves you a little bit of time, you know? So let's go out on Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here, huh? I think we all know the Baby Doll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
You are my baby doll. You are my baby doll. You are my baby doll. You're my darling now. Don't you cry, my baby doll. Don't you cry, my baby doll. Don't you leave me, baby doll. You're my sweetheart now.
Yankovic and all the Yanks there, and that's the Baby Doll Polka. And that is a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, on this round of Tim Zumpa Hour. Produced in the studios of KEBS Radio downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Yes, I'm not kidding you. Bovee populates like 681 on a good day. I wouldn't kid you about a thing like that.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by a World of Accordions Museum and the International Polka Association. Another show that I have wrapped up with more records left over than I have sleeves to put them in. I don't know. Back next week. Stay happy, everybody.